You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer, and now, enjoy the podcast.
Many of you were here last Sunday for the celebration of the dedication of our new church and altar. The bishop reminded us this is a sacred place. It is a church. From my perspective, part of the sacredness of the church, which is not just this building, but the people, that I think will really complete the dedication of this altar space, of this church, are our children. So at this time, I'd like to invite all the children who are present to please come up and join me here in front of the altar, if you would, as we reflect upon God's word today. We have plenty of room. Come right up. Good. Good. Plenty of room. Come right on up. Just face the people so everybody can see your smiling faces. Oh, that's great. Wonderful. Great, boys and girls. Thank you. So happy that you're all here today. Great. Come up on the steps. Come up high. Everybody wants to see you. Wonderful. Great. Now, there's one more thing I think we have to do before we can truly consider this church dedicated. And that is tell the first many people have heard the phrase, a church mouse. Every church has a church mouse. And all the things that we have here to make it complete, we too really do have a church mouse. So if you see it around today, know that's part of our planning. But after we discovered the mouse, someone in the parish decided we should get rid of it. And so they brought in a big black cat to catch the mouse. Well, the mouse, after a while, had some little babies, little mice. And Mama Mouse was taking her little babies out for a stroll, showing them around the new church one day. And as she prepared to turn the corner towards the entrance of the church, she stuck her head around and she jumped back. And she told her little mice, her little ones, she saw the big then, after she asked her little mice to be quiet, the mother mouse went, and the cat ran away. And the mother mouse turned to the little one and said, see, I told you how important it is to always know a second language. In a sense, in a nutshell, that's why we build churches. That we might come together every Sunday and learn a second language. The language of love, which is the language of God and the language of heaven. And so we come together every Sunday as we do today to hear God's word telling us how to speak that language of love. And St. Paul in our second reading today described that language very eloquently. And then we receive the sacrament of the body and blood of Jesus to strengthen us to live that love and to proclaim it boldly, loudly, and clearly. That's what being church is all about. Speaking a second language, the language of love. Boys and girls, how many of you are in this church for the first time today? How many of you are here for the second time? Wonderful. Well, let me ask you a question. And I'm going to step up here just a minute. Don't let me step on your toe. Okay, good. Okay, there you go. What do you like best about this church? What do you like best about it? Let me take the microphone off so everyone can hear you, okay? Because we have a wonderful sound system.
I like how it's baptismal. Wonderful. You like the baptismal pool. That's right. And that's why we have a big pool, so we can celebrate baptisms. We can gather around it. Somebody said, why is the baptismal pool so big? Because baptism is a big deal. It's the most important day of our life. We become a child of God. And yes, as you dip your hand into the water to come into church, it reminds you the day of your baptism. I hope you notice the water is warm, because we're going to baptize a little baby in that water today. What do you like best about the church?
I like the tabernacle.
You like the tabernacle. Can you point where it's at? I bet a lot of people didn't know where it was at. We have a beautiful tabernacle built by Joe Stonage of our parish, and it's in our reservation chapel behind the altar. And you're welcome anytime to go back there and pray. There are kneelers and chairs, and once we get our parish offices moved, not to the lower level, but the garden level, that space will always be open during the daytime, so anyone can come in and pray. What else do you like about the new church?
I like the cross.
You like the beautiful crucifix. So do I. And the wood of that crucifix was made by a member of our parish, Tom Smigala. You know Mr. Smigala? Good. He's a very talented craftsman, so we're very lucky to have him design the wood of that cross. And then the corpus came from inspired artisans of the Turgical Art Firm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What do you like about the church best?
The candles.
You like the candles. Yes, we have lots of candles. And who do the candles symbolize? Why do we have lit candles in church? Who do they symbolize? Right, Christ, who is the light of the world. And so do you notice that big candle burning back there? The Paschal candle. When we have a baptism, we always light that. And in just a few minutes, little Noah, after he is baptized, will get his own special candle lit from that big candle, symbolizing that he has now put on Christ as to be a light to the world. What do you like best about our new church? You like the windows. Why do you like the windows so much?
They make it bright.
That's exactly why we put them in here, to make it bright, to make it a cheerful place. We are supposed to be a happy people. Somebody said to me, you're in trouble. People get bored. They're going to start looking out the windows. And I said, they'll get unbored when I start calling out their name. Yes, what do you like best about the church? You like the altar. Very good. The altar is right behind us. The altar, the bishop reminded us as he anointed that altar on dedication day, is Christ. That's Christ. The most important piece of furniture in this whole church is the altar. And that's why we are all gathered around the altar, so that we can be close to Christ and close to each other. Thank you for noticing that. The altar was crafted by another member of our parish, Joe Stonitz. Does beautiful work. Yes, what do you like best about our new church?
The Station of the Cross.
The Stations of the Cross. You notice those, huh? Those are a little different than we're used to. But there are Stations of the Cross with light behind them, and focus upon just one part of that image we might have in our mind of Christ's passion and death, so that we can truly let those events permeate our hearts and our lives, and design so that we can walk. Remember, it's the way of the cross that we walk. Station to station, as they did in the streets of Jerusalem, to remember those events that happened on that Good Friday. Thanks for noticing those beautiful stations. And the glass in the stations that has the image on them is designed by Fry Stained Glass Studios, the same company that designed the stained glass windows that we removed from our church and placed here in our new church. And they did that as well. And also did the glass on the tabernacle. Yes. Yes.
Mary statue.
You like the Mary statue. And it's right over there, isn't it, huh? A beautiful place for our parish patroness. That statue came from Italy, and it's surrounded by votive candles that we light as a way of honoring Mary, who is our mother of faith, the first disciple, and, of course, our parish patroness. And so I'm glad that you like the church. Do you have something that you like?
When those candles over there.
Those candles on the walls, those are dedication candles that were lit on dedication day. There are 12 of them. And they will be lit on the anniversary of our dedication every year, and also on our parish patronal feast day, December the 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Well, boys and girls, we don't have time to live, but I'm glad you like the church, and thanks for sharing that with us today. Let me ask you a question now. What do you think I like best about the church? What do you think I like best about the church? The what?
Cross.
The sign of the cross? Well, let me show you what I like best about the church. That's why I brought a homily bag. This is what I like best about the church. What's that? That's you. I like this church, but I love you and all of you. That's the important part of the church. The building is beautiful, but you are much more beautiful, much more precious, much more special than this building, as much as I like it. It's important that we never forget that that's the main thing, is that we are the church. And this building cannot speak the language of love, only we can. This building is to help us to do that better. So as we look around at our church and learn to use our new space, let us remember that the purpose of having a church is to remind us every time we gather that the main thing is to keep this main thing the main thing. Speaking the language of love as individual disciples and as a parish community of faith. So now, boys and girls, we're going to welcome a new member into our church, another small baby. And as we do that, I want you to help us. And so I'm going to get my book. Let me walk through here. How many of you were baptized by me? Wow, wonderful. Well, think of your baptism as we prepare to baptize a new baby, Noah William Shellhart. So at this time, I invite Noah William to come forward, his parents and godparents, as we pray together for him.